Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One. Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Well, in the first half of the show, we have the great a cappella group, Straight No Chaser. They've done a custom song for me, and it is spectacular. So please listen for that. We got the news, and we do the list of women who least likely would want to have sex with the Ace Man. So the big countdown's afoot. First, I'll tell you about LifeLock. More online holiday shopping this year. Oh, yeah, everyone's shopping online. You may be at higher risk of identity theft by just, by the way, there's phishing attacks out there with a PH and they're trying to steal your info. Experts recommend checking your credit score, not overspending, limiting new credit cards, and freezing credit if needed, even after the holidays. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft affect our lives. These holidays, you could miss identity threats by just checking your credit and bank statements alone. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number, for sale on the dark web. If they detect your info is being used, they will give you an alert to restore your identity. Right, Dawson?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock can help you feel warm and protected this holiday season. Save up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com with promo code Adam. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com, promo code Adam. From Carolla One Studios in Glendale, California, this is the Adam Carolla Show. Adam's guest today, Dennis Prager, and the a cappella group, Straight No Chaser. With Gina Grad on news, Bald Brian on sound effects, and round two of 2020's Women Most Disgusted to Sleep with Adam. And now, his family is part of the Electoral Junior College. Adam Carolla.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. I chose it. I only managed to get it on now. Thanks for tuning in and thanks for sharing. Right, Gina Grad?
That's right.
Handball, Brian.
What a lucky dude I am.
The great Dennis Prager. Straight No Chaser have been on the show. They're a great a cappella band. There's something so satisfying about the a cappella stuff because, well, I guess for me, it's the opposite of the rappers who go on SNL and sort of sing through the vacuum cleaner.
Yeah,
it is, it
the auto-tune.
It is pure. There is no strings and no net. It is just the voices of the people that are doing it. And I think they did the 12 Days of Christmas. Was it last year?
Yep.
They just knocked it out of the ballpark.
The 12 Rants of Christmas.
12 Rants of Christmas.
Oh, that's right.
They have another offering for us, and so be prepared to be wowed. All right, so that's coming in a couple of few. We also have, is it 20? Sorry, is it 20 through 10 or 10 through 20?
20 through 11.
20 through 11. Sorry, I should have done that math. All right, let's get right to the important stuff.
The Electoral College meets today, officially to name the president. Whatever. We've got the election that really matters. We took your nominations and votes on Twitter and Facebook and ranked the women who'd be most disgusted to have sex with Adam. Yesterday, we ran down numbers 30 through 21. But before we name disgustees 20 through 11, let's go through some of the notable swings from last year's list. After two straight years in the top 30, she dropped faster than her husband did that fateful night outside the Dakota. At 81, Yoko Ono. She was number 27 on the list last year, but finds herself at number 54 in 2020. It's a bad year for Charlize Theron. She came in at number 13 last year, but only got two votes this year, making her run even less successful than her enemy Kanye West's campaign. Taylor Swift at number 79. And in perhaps the biggest swing in history of this list, at number 37, with only 8 votes, last year's winner, Alyssa Milano.
Wow. Wow.
I got to tell you,
the mighty have fallen.
Yeah, if I'm Alyssa Milano's publicist, this is not a good day.
No.
This is an indicator.
Something happened.
Yeah.
On to the countdown. Number 20 helped get out the vote in Georgia. And she'd want to get out of existence if she had to have sex with Adam. Stacey Abrams.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't know if I could handle that. I really don't. You know, I think this may be a two-way street. I'm not sure if I'm up to that sexually. I'm just not. I'm being honest. Can I be honest?
Yeah. You got to be honest.
I got to be honest. I look at that as a bullet dodge.
Well, she didn't get enough votes last year to make the top 30, and she didn't get enough votes in 2016 to become president. She'd be as disgusted to have sex with Adam as Bill is to have sex with her. Hillary Clinton is number 19 in 2020.
I got to say that I would have sex with, because I just like to tell people every single time I got drunk that I had sex with Hillary Clinton, and you couldn't stop me. I mean, that would be definitely something I would definitely, over under would be 2.5 beers, and then it would just have to come out of my mouth.
It's a great conversation starter.
I could be at a children's hospital. I would work that into the conversation.
It's a great conversation ender.
That's right. Mm.
An unfamiliar name, but number 18's got the credentials to be disgusted to have sex with Adam. She's a Democrat. She's bisexual. And she's got degrees in environmental law and women's studies. Welcome to the list, Oregon's governor, Kate Brown.
Mm. Oh, welcome.
Hmm.
Newcomer.
She kind of looks like, was it in the movie The Incredibles?
Yes, Edna Mode. Edna Mode.
Edna Mode.
I was going to say Susie Lou Who when she's all grown up.
Number 17 is also new to the list. She's a royal who'd have to drink an entire bottle of Crown Royal if Adam tried to put his dick in this duchess, Meghan Markle.
Oh, that's disappointing.
She, much like her public appearances, she'd smile, but she wouldn't mean it.
She'd probably, you know, I'd probably remind her of her dad, and that's a good thing, right?
Oh, they're not close.
They're not close.
Everyone loves their dad, Gina.
I do.
Most people do.
Mm-hmm. All right.
They've had some friction.
Well, find me a young lady who doesn't have a little friction with their beloved father at some point.
Okay. Good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
Thank you.
Next up, a perennial all-star who's graced this list since it started. Her 3 Emmys pale in comparison to her 4 years in a row as a woman who'd be disgusted to have sex with Adam. Congratulations, number 16, Rachel Maddow.
Oh, right.
Yeah. She's a handsome woman.
She is.
Perennial.
I do not feel like having sex with Rachel Maddow or or Anderson Cooper. I feel like that's a lateral move. If somebody said, hey, Rachel's outside the bedroom and so's Anderson Cooper, which one would you like me to send in? I'd go, I don't know, just tell them to take their glasses off and head in.
Coin toss.
Mm-hmm.
Also on the list for the 4th year in a row. Because, of course, number 15, Lynette Carolla.
Oh.
15, huh? All right.
She's slipping
a little bit. Rachel Maddow. It's going to sound a little sexist, but if it was one of those like 90s makeover movies, I think she'd be a great candidate. You know, the ones where they go, honey, we got to do something with your hair. And then they do and get rid of those glasses, like put the contacts in and let me get you in some chiffon. Like, I feel like if she chose to go that route, she could really be pretty glamorous if she wanted.
Freddie Prinze Jr. would end up taking her to prom.
That is exactly right in my 90s movie.
Right.
Coming in at number 14 is a woman Adam would actually like to have sex with. She'd rather be kidnapped by white supremacists than have his white ass on top of her. If he had sex with her, she'd fill her pockets with rocks and walk into a great lake. Michigan Governor Megan Whitmer.
Oh, yeah.
That's too bad.
She's an attractive woman, yeah. Maybe we just check politics at the door and get busy, you know what I mean? Like, just put it aside. Well, I mean, look at, God, what was her name with the crazy daughter? And the husband who's out. Oh God! Okay, let me figure.
Kellyanne Conway.
Kellyanne Conway. Those kids have figured out a way to make it work.
Yeah,
that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And what about McCarville and what's her name?
Yeah, what's her name? Yeah, I can't think of her name. Yeah, James. Right, and her. Yes. All right. Sorry. I've thrown Dawson off there.
That's all right. I might have said Megan Whitmer. It's Gretchen Whitmer.
Oh, Gretchen.
Gretchen Whitmer.
I apologize. All right. Next up, it's funny because it's true. Number 13, Allison Rosen.
Yeah, all-star.
Always right strong, now. Yeah.
She'd impale herself with a javelin, vomit up her Wheaties, and transition back to Bruce before she had sex with Ace.
Wait a minute. Let me guess. I'm drawing a blank.
Number 12.
Narrow it down.
Caitlyn Jenner.
I don't know. I've spoken.
I feel like you guys have a lot in common.
We do. I've spoken. We both love race cars. We're basically politically simpatico. We need to rethink this one, voters, because I've spoken to Bruce or Caitlin, I should say, off the air quite a few times. There's more there than meets the eye. But go ahead.
And ending this section strong, number 11 is a newcomer to the list, but still surprising. She's not in single digits. Sex with Adam would be like the election. She'd just want to be done with it. She already looks like she's dead, but she'd be dead inside if she had sex with Adam. She'd lock down her vagina and go drier than the beaches she closed. Oh. Yes, it's L.A. County's health director, Barbara Ferrer.
Oh, no.
I gotta say this. I'm no forensic scientist. I'm not a coroner. I'm not a DA. But I think if you had sex with her, you could be charged with necrophilia. I think. No, I don't know.
It's a theory.
I'm not Quincy. I just think you could be charged with that. That's just a gut thing. I'm not saying it could be. I'm just saying somebody might try to level those charges against you. Yes.
We'll tune in tomorrow when we run down the top 10 and find out who would be the most disgusted to have sex with Adam.
Well, there's the list, and I'm on pins and needles because I got to tell you, I'm as excited here for the winners you guys are, and I have no idea who's on this list. And again, it's ever evolving and ever revolving. Straight No Chase.
Liz Milano went from number one to off the charts.
I don't know. I don't know if you've you have that app, that Vegas app that you usually use.
Yeah, I'll check. BetOnline.ag.
I'm gonna put five large on Johnny Weir to win this thing. I'm doubling down. I don't know if he's up there, but that's where the smart money's going. All right, let's see. Straight No Chaser is gonna. We're gonna call them. They're at the MGM in DC. So
DC.
They're performing at the MGM. There's an MGM in DC. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Hotel, not a. Oh, there they are. Oh, they're all live out there. Hi, guys.
Hey,
what's going on?
Hey, thanks for doing this. We're always flattered that you guys take the time. Let me give you guys a quick plug before we get into this. The holiday album, Social Christmasing. It's available now wherever you listen to music, and you can live stream shows. They're doing five shows live stream between Thursday and Sunday. And for tickets, you can get the info at SNC, Straight No Chaser, SNCmusic.com. They have... They've had over 100 million YouTube views and millions of streams, and group originated at Indiana University in 1996 and have gone on to sell over 25 million views on YouTube currently, and been certified gold and everything else. So absolutely amazing career for guys who probably did you start not as a goof, but... Did you start having this kind of professional aspirations? I mean, do you think this was going to go the direction it's gone?
Definitely not. When the group was started at Indiana, it was literally just to meet chicks. We couldn't play basketball or football, so we had some voices, wanted to put them together and see if we could make our way into some sororities.
Smart.
Yeah. Although smarter to take a pottery class to meet chicks, but this less work. But this this will certainly work. And I don't know if chicks were formerly into a cappella, but I think they're into it now, and it's probably the movies, right, that have done that?
Well, sadly, we were before the movies came out. But, I mean, what girl doesn't like being serenaded?
That's a good – that's a very, very good point. And Gina, of course, is Gina and Chris have seen them live as
oh,
well.
Oh, yeah. It's phenomenal. And that's what I said. It's scary when you're that good live because you're thinking this can't be real. This can't be really happening in front of me. But like you've said before, Adam, when it comes to certain live performances, musical theater, that sort of thing, it truly is the best of what humanity has to offer. And not to give these guys a big head, but that really falls in this category.
Now, I know I'm going to ask you guys to do a quick bread medley. And then now it's
just off the top
predates you guys. But are you guys planning on doing a custom song for us today, or do you want to do a standard one and then a custom one, or what's on the menu?
So we have one original song from our new album, Social Christmasing, that we've repurposed for the Adam Carolla Show. And then we have another standard holiday song that we know you guys are going to love.
Beautiful.
Well, why don't we do the standard holiday one first, and then we'll do the custom one second. Is that okay?
Cool.
Sounds good.
Good with us.
If I can turn and wind up and hear a winter wonderland echo through the streets while I held your hand. And if you wanted a white Christmas, no, you wouldn't have to ask. We just pick up that big old ball of glass and oh, and just shake, shake, shake this city like a snow. When you and I can take a walk outside in the snow. And when the last snowflake falls and lands on your nose, oh, we just shake, shake, shake this city like a snow globe. Two lovers cuddled up out on a sleigh ride, and a silhouette of Santa Claus way up in the sky. There'll be a Christmas tree in the middle of the town square, and if the snow never stops, you know that we wouldn't care. We just shake, shake, shake this city like a snow globe. When you and I can take a walk outside in the snow. And when the last snowflake falls and lands on your nose, oh, we just shake, shake, shake this city like a snow globe. My favorite time with you is out in the cold. Cause I know I get to hold you so close.
You so close.
So button up, baby, pack your hat and go. Because it's time for the show. Just shake, shake, shake this city like a snow globe. When you and I can take a walk outside in the snow. And when the last snowflake falls and lands on your nose, oh, we just shake, shake, shake the city like a snow globe. Just shake it,
shake it like a
snow globe.
Just shake it, shake it, shake it, snow globe.
Wow.
Wow.
That was great.
Yeah, from the, you know, it's funny, you hear the first note and it's impressive. Like just hearing the first note, you have this reaction to it. That is absolutely awesome. And that's from Social Christmasing, the album, again, available wherever you listen to music.
I'm the only one who will admit this because I'm a chick and these are dudes, but I can say for the group, everybody has goosebumps right now. I mean, it was beautiful.
It's so impressive. And again, in a world where everything seems to be smoke and mirrors, there is nothing going on with the Straight No Chaser other than pure talent and a ton of work and dedication and repetition. I mean, you just can't fake. You can't fake this. I guess, you know, in a band, if you got a guy and he's just a killer guitar player, you can just kind of let the guy scat for a while with the guitar and do his own thing and that kind of stuff. But you guys don't really have that kind of leeway, I guess, to just, you know, let the guy with the saxophone knock it out for a few minutes while I, you know, take a suck off my beer. I mean, everything has to just be worked down to the millisecond. How long does it take you? What is the process? Let's just say you get a Christmas standard and it's a, you know, not an easy song, not a difficult song, but just standard or a pop song. What is the process and about how long does it take to really get that song right?
Well, it depends. I would say it depends on what the song is, but usually a guy in the group will arrange the song, and now with technology, we record all parts onto one computer and make a demo of the track. Then we send that out to the group, and then from there, we put it into sheet music, so when we come together for rehearsal, we can all read the sheet music together, and then we rehearse from there and put it on stage, and sometimes the songs work and sometimes they don't. So that's the process there.
How many songs will you do generally in a concert?
Our standard fall tour is about 20 songs, about 2 hour show.
And will you ever, I know this is pretty dangerous territory, but will you ever take a request? Is there a song that you guys, I don't know, maybe it's even Happy Birthday or something, but is there like a song that are so ubiquitous, such a standard that you could actually just kind of do it off the cuff?
We like to front sell that we take requests, and then
right,
pre-planted requests. Speaking of smoke and mirrors,
all right. So you have one that you modified for the Adam Carolla show.
Indeed,
very special. We didn't do anything like that, would we?
Done, done. It's late in the year. That can only mean one thing. Adam Carolla is still ranting. No one listens at work, and it's worse at home. That's why his best friend is a microphone.
Tell you his truth. We should be more like the Jews. Got those down and dirty Adam Carolla show blues.
Better not leave out your old coffee. If that mug gets a ring stain, he won't be happy. If you're doing your best, that just isn't the way. You need to do at our best each and every day.
Be like Gina and Bold, so your jobs won't be recalled. Count those down and dirty Adam Carolla blues.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Drew Pinsky. No, Drew, this is your cue.
No, I'm listening.
Yeah, I don't think you're listening.
Right.
Yeah, right. I feel like super distracted, Drew. What's going on?
No, not, the phone is not on, the TV is not on. I'm listening to you.
No, but we need to be listening to you sing.
Right.
Yeah, right. You said you were a singer. Do you sing?
Well, sometimes I do. I'll tell you what.
I'll tell you what. You missed the entire bridge. Thanks.
When Adam makes any points, when Bald Brian's around, that smug cinephile will burn them to the ground. Then he'll need Gina Kranz, grain-free comfort food, paired with Mangria for a better mood. Some sports while Garrigo snores. Got the sound and dirty Adam Carolla show.
damn impressive. Awesome. And the use
and on point.
The use of Dr. Drew's drops in there, something that nobody saw coming or anticipated. What creativity. I feel like if a Saudi prince commissioned that song, it'd be at least $85,000. That's how easily much effort is in that song. I'm so supremely flattered, and you guys hit it out of the ballpark once again.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And as I said about the 12 rants of Christmas, I think we did last year, it's so impressive that you're not looking at a sheet or lyrics or any of that. I mean, I guess that's what it takes to be who you guys are, but most people I know in these conditions and these situations just would have had a music stand in front of them and went, fuck it. I'm just going to read this shit. We're not getting paid enough or anything. I'm going to pay in the form of a plug, by the way. Again, the holiday album, Social Christmasing. It's available now wherever you listen to music and live stream the show. Got five shows live streaming between Thursday and Sunday. And how does it work? So you guys are in D.C. at the MGM?
We're in D.C. playing to an empty, well, we have cutouts, but it's an empty theater, which is new for us. That's taking some adjusting. But yeah, it's a live stream show, bunch of cameras, and yeah, anybody can watch from home.
And they should go to sncmusic.com to figure out the tickets and the info?
Right.
Please do.
Definitely.
Straight No Chaser, another stellar performance put in. Thank you guys so much.
Great job.
We're such
that
huge fans.
Amazing.
And let's have you back for my birthday and Easter as well.
Yay!
Yay!
Lots of occasions.
Now we hope to see you guys live in studio as sooner than later. Thank you guys.
Please.
Another wonderful, wonderful effort. All right, Straight No Chaser, everybody. Unbelievable.
Oh, they got the goods.
That's the best.
Oh, the best. I'm so flattered. Okay, let's see. I got a quick thing to share with you, and then first we'll do Simply Safe. Everyone wants to keep their home and family safe. Well, sure. Break-ins, fire, flood, medical emergencies, Simply Safe Home Security, award-winning 24/7 protection, I should say. Not only an arsenal of cameras and sensors, you get the best professional monitors in the business. They got your back day and night, ready to send police, fire, or EMTs. These guys have been a sponsor for many years. You guys go out and buy their product because it's a great product. We use it here, peel and stick. Batteries last up to 10 years. No big whoop setting it up. Takes about half an hour to do it. Anyone can do it. You don't need experience. No long-term contract, no hidden fees or installation costs, and you get a 60-day risk-free trial. Just visit Simply Safe. Two eyes in there. S-I-M-P-L-I, simplysafe.com/Adam for your free security camera. Do that today. That's simplysafe.com/Adam. I was driving around the other night with my daughter, who has decided that the one activity she enjoys doing with me is going driving at night.
Well, so, that's good.
Yeah.
You like driving?
I like driving. She likes driving.
Common interest.
Yeah, and it's kind of nice. She gets kind of quiet. We don't have to blast her music, and you know, her earbuds aren't in. She puts some Christmas music on, and we go out and traverse the neighborhood. But, you know, it's kind of an interesting thing when your kids start getting a little perspective and like a little understanding, a little whatever. So we were driving, and at some point we went up, I keep wanting to say Angeles Crest Highway. Angeles Crest Highway. And we went up Angeles Crest, and we turn around, and we're heading down, and it's a little bit of a kind of a steep downhill grade. And she got going a little, and she went 50 miles an hour. We're going 50 miles an hour. And she was going nuts. Like, we're going so fast. We're going so fast. We're going 50 miles an hour. And I was like, yeah. And then I said, you know, when I did a professional Trans Am race, I was doing 160, 161 on the straight. And all of a sudden, she was like, oh, my God, you're going 161 miles an hour in a car? I was like, yes, I was. And she's like, whoa. But I told her that 700 times before she went 50 miles an hour. She had, all right, old man.
There was no context.
Well, I finally had some context, yeah.
Right. It just didn't mean any. It meant nothing. But when she was going nuts over doing 50 and I said 161, then she spazzed out. Like, it was kind of
so great.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. Kind of nice when they get a little context.
Has she had any, and I doubt she's, you know, run into anybody's, mailbox, but have there been any close calls, or has she just been off to the races ever since she started driving?
The only problem comes, and this is everybody's wiring, except for mine, which is when you get to that stop sign and then another car pulls up, the four-way stop sign, moments after you pull up, and then that person is sitting there going, okay, go. And you go, go, go. And they freeze up. Everyone always just lock up for a second. Right. And then you do the worst thing you can do, which is you don't go and you sit there for two Mississippi and then you do go. But inevitably the other car's now starting and then you stop again and you rinse and repeat the entire situation.
Wait a second. You haven't taught her the point?
Yeah, the point, man.
You go.
Yeah, the problem is we're out at night, only at night,
and we're driving.
We're driving kind of the back streets at night, and it's just they can't see into the car. Someone gave Kaylin the point on Saturday.
They recognized him.
What happened with the point?
Yeah, it wasn't just the one point; it was the double point, like you do. It's you.
You
and
go.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was on Saturday.
Yeah, because wave, 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 or go, go, go. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't. My experience is go, go, go to people that are driving. They just lock up. They just sit there. It's a better life if you can just kind of give yourself over to whoever's talking to you, unless they're telling you to jump off a bridge. But most people kind of lock up. I guess everyone should. I never thought about this, but here goes. I always tell everyone you should have the experience of going to a driving school, an academy, you know, a high performance, maybe a race weekend, Bob Bondurant, you know, go to Arizona, drive the Corvettes around for the weekend kind of thing. And you should do it for your skill and you should do it to help your skills and so on and so forth and car control and all that kind of stuff. But there's actually a kind of ancillary positive byproduct of this is just getting used to having an instructor in your car, just saying, you know, oh, apex, turn in, turn in, turn in. Now back on the accelerator, back on, ease out of the turn, you know, let the car track out to the wide point. Like when you get used to guys just sort of telling you what to do the whole time, it's just an easier the experience is so much easier. It's kind of counterintuitive. Most people rely on their fear, or their sense that's in their butt or whatever's going on. But it's kind of nice to just give yourself over to the instructor. And the instructors will reach over and grab the wheel and start turning it for you. And once you get used to that, it's kind of there's something kind of that puts you at ease. When I went out and drove my Paul Newman Porsche 935 for the first time at Sonoma, I just put a passenger seat in it, had a guy who's an expert at driving 935s just sit there and tell me what to do, except for you cannot communicate because it's so loud in the car, but it's just his fingers are just going that way. He's like grabbing the wheel and turning it. You just got to give it over to them. All right. We got the news.
Before we do that, has Sonny driven yet? Is he interested at all?
You know, we had this conversation yesterday where I said, now it's your turn to go out and drive.
And it's just a waste of my time.
Oh, there's that.
And he said, okay. And then he said, but do you think it's whatever? And then I said, Sonny, I would never ask you to do something that you weren't capable of doing. I'm a very good instructor. I used to teach comedy traffic school for Let Us Amuse You.
Maybe you've heard.
Have you read my wiki page lately, son? So I will tell you what you will know whether you can do it or not by whether I let you do it or not. And if I tell you you can do it, then you can do it. And I will make sure you do it. And I'll be in the car with you and we'll work it out. And then he said, all right, but I'm not backing down the driveway. And I said, we'll see. We'll get in the car and I will figure out whether you can do this or not.
Wait a second. I bet your car has a camera in the back, a luxury we were not afforded when we were learning how to drive.
I know.
Put your arm around the other seat and really lean back.
Right. And you had the neighbor guy with the cigarette dangling out of his mouth. And, come on, you got it. Yeah. You got it. Yes. You got it. You're not going to hit those trash cans. Yeah. And I told Natalia, I shall teach you to drive a stick lickety fucking split, too. You will drive a manual and you will be the only, forget about chick, you'll be the only human in your high school who can drive a stick shift. And I'm telling you, for anyone listening who wants to teach anybody at any age how to drive the stick, the only thing you need to remember is the safe word, which means pushing the clutch. Everything that goes wrong is because the clutch is out and the car's bucking and you're not giving it enough gas and you're going to stall the car, whatever. You push the the second you push the clutch in, you're just coasting. You just have the brake, or you're not moving and the clutch is in. The second you put the clutch in, all your problems go away. All of them. When it comes to teaching someone to drive a stick, you simply get the safe word with the clutch. Say that word and the clutch goes in and you shall be up and running in 10 minutes. So I'll get Natalia driving that Z car, lickety split. All right, we got the news. We'll do that right after this.
Give me the news with Greg. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral, all those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gino Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Deep news with Gino Grad.
The news with Gino Grad.
So the first doses of the COVID-19 vaccine have been released by Pfizer's plant in Michigan, and not a moment too soon, because a federal judge released a convicted terrorist because of his obesity, that it put him at risk of suffering severe complications from COVID-19. So good thing we're getting this all figured out now. This is according to iHeart.com and Fox News. Check this out. Adel Abdel Berry is 60 years old. He spent the past 21 years in a New Jersey prison after being convicted for his role in the 1998 bombings of the two U.S. embassies in Africa. The twin attacks were organized by Al-Qaeda and killed 224 people, including 12 Americans. But Berry's lawyer argued that the 230-pound terrorist should be freed sooner because his weight, his age, his history of asthma would put him at greater risk of developing problems from COVID. So what did they do? Well, Barry was released and returned to the United Kingdom, where he was reunited with his wife, who lives in a $1 million apartment in London. And even though Barry was stripped of his UK citizenship, officials can't block him from entering the country because he was granted asylum in 1997, 2 years before he was arrested for his role in the terrorist attacks.
Well, I do like capital punishment for this particular reason. Mm. This guy's killed 230 some odd people. It's his choice whether you want to pack on weight in the joint. He evidently made that choice. But now the guy's living in luxury in the UK.
Yep.
Why don't we just kill this guy after he's convicted? You know, my thing is like, all right, you got the poor black guy and the white chick with the cataracts from across the street said, even though there's a rainstorm that night, that was the guy who shot the liquor store owner. I'm definitely willing to carve out that kind of capital punishment stuff. Like, okay, we've been wrong before, but once the body count gets over 200, let's say we could put you down. We got
he
no problem
like
with
a
that.
Menace.
Yes.
Right. Exactly. And if nothing else, why are we, and by we I mean, you know, polite society because this is the UK, why are we so strict on our rules? Like, well, we'd love to block him from entering the country, but he was granted asylum. We'll ungrant it.
This is the guy, by the way. Definitely the guy. When this guy flew back to the UK, it's definitely the guy I'd be sitting next to the next time I go back to find. Morbidly obese and a mass murderer. You know?
Be one or the other.
What line are you in?
Hey, you're going to You going to finish that that pork? All right. I couldn't think of any jokes.
That was good.
Yeah, this guy's horrible. He's going to go back. And God knows, by the way, when your ideology is killing as many infidels as humanly possible, I don't know. I don't feel like it's a light switch. I don't feel like you just shut that switch off. All right. Well, now I'm in the UK. I'm going to take up cricket.
You're committed.
If anything, you leave angrier.
Right. Yeah. How old is this dude? Do we know?
60.
All right.
He's got to make up for lost time.
Let's just put him down. Can we put him down? Why can't we put people down? I mean, let's go case by case. Just go. This guy should go. I don't know. What percentage of Americans, and I don't know where it breaks down with capital punishment, but what percentage of Americans would not want him put down?
A minority. I mean, 35%.
And then also there's this thing. When we don't put people down, all right, but then time goes by and the guy who's supposed to be in prison for life is out of prison, or the guy who's supposed to be in prison for life has written his third book, or the guy who's in prison for life has sired three kids from inside the joint. Like, time moves on and these guys keep living. And shit happens.
And just to put it in even a little more perspective, how many people would care if they heard, if they were told who this guy was and found out he just died in prison?
Mother Teresa would call it a good day.
Right.
You know, it was funny. We're talking about the vaccine. Maybe you can find this, Maxipan. I should have given you a heads up. But it was like one of those insights into my weird brain. They were doing a story on the first person, I think, or one of the first people to get the vaccine. It was on CNN this morning. And they were showing a doctor, I think it was an emergency room doctor. It was a black man. And he had his sleeve rolled up, and they were administering the COVID vaccine. And it was just a kind of shot of like, here we are. He's the first person, and I don't know, one of the first people, and he's a doctor. And I think they like the optics of the black doctor. Sure. It seemed good. And he was getting this shot where you get a shot, your upper, shoulder, top of your arm there, right in there. This dude happened to have a tattoo on his shoulder that it looked like a giant sun, big 2-3 inch orb in the middle of it with all the sort of lashes coming out around it that would signify the sun or a sunflower or whatever. But as the lady was putting the needle in his shoulder, it was smack dab in the middle of this tattoo that looked like he had gotten it just to get the COVID shot.
That's prime real estate on TV.
It's literally as close as you could physically get to a bullseye tattooed right where you want that needle. And that chick put the needle right in the middle of the bullseye. Now, it was CNN, and it was this morning, and it was a black doctor. But that's all I got. So, Max Powell, you can search around. Sorry, Gina. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, we'll move on from COVID.
Let me add to that real quick, because I could see subconsciously or without even thinking about it, aiming for that middle of that bullseye, like you said. That's why, I'm sure you noticed over the years, that's why a lot of restaurants, bars, whatever, have added those urinals with the little bumblebee in there. Like, why is there a bumblebee in there? Why is there a whatever down there? They found that more people will aim. More dudes will aim for that bumblebee and not get piss all over.
A grown man has to be treated like a toddler when you're potty training them by throwing the Cheerios in the toilet.
I think it's subconscious. I think you don't even think about it. But studies have shown, apparently.
Everything has to be a game to you people.
I have sort of the opposite reaction, which is all the urinals are made by a company called American Standard. And I hate pissing on American Standard. I just sit there. It's like burning the fucking flag. Yeah. I just sit there and stare at the words American Standard. And I'm just whizzing all over the American Standard. Yes. Sorry, Gina. Go ahead.
Sure. Well, we'll come back to that. Let's move on to the harassment desk. So singer FKA Twigs came out recently against Shia LaBeouf, and we'll get into that in a moment. But she's not the only woman that has a problem with Shia LaBeouf. Singer Sia has now accused the actor of tricking her into an illicit relationship. So she said in a tweet, "I too have been hurt emotionally by Shia, a pathological liar who conned me into an adulterous relationship claiming to be single. I believe he's very sick and have compassion for him and his victims. Just know if you love yourself, stay safe, stay away." So well, on Friday,
hold on. If your name is Shia and you can't pick up a chick named Sia, you got real problems with your game. I feel like just the alliteration, the name alone, close enough. Also, it's ironic that the chick named Sia has bangs over her forehead and can and her eyes and can never see anybody.
And Shia is anything but shy.
That's right. He's opposite of Shia, and she's opposite of Sia.
Yeah, you're right.
It's the gatekeeper now for the keymaster.
For FKA Twigs, who is curvy, so this is all going to shit, she filed a lawsuit against Shia, accusing him of physically, mentally, and emotionally abusing her during the relationship in 2018. She also says she thinks she got an STD from him last year when he used makeup to cover up an outbreak before they had sex. Now, as to where Shia stands in all this, he has a response. He emailed the New York Times about all of this, and he said, "I'm not in any position to tell anyone how my behavior made them feel. I have no excuse for my alcoholism or aggression, only rationalizations. I've been abusive to myself and everyone around me for years. I have a history of hurting the people closest to me. I'm ashamed of that history, and I'm sorry to those I hurt. There's nothing else I can say."
I don't think if Geragos was representing Shia, he would have told him, "Do not say that. Do not release that."
But isn't it refreshing?
It is, actually.
It is, until he has to start cutting checks, and then it's not going to be, his lawyer's not going to be happy that he basically copped to it. But yes, refreshing. And I don't know, maybe it's part of his sobriety. I don't know who DJ Twigs is or who that person is.
FKA Twigs. She's a singer.
And you say she was curvy? I didn't catch that part.
Well, Twig. It was kind of a joke. But yeah, you could show a picture of her. She's a I don't know that. I personally can't tell you what song she sang, but maybe Gary or Chris can.
All right. So we did Sia and Twigs. All right.
Yes. Now, moving on to more harassment. A former advisor to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo accused him of sexual harassment on Sunday. In a series of tweets that we have, Lindsay Boylan, who worked as Deputy Secretary for Economic Development and Special Advisor to the Governor from 2015 to 2018, said Cuomo sexually harassed her for years. Boylan's now running for the Manhattan Borough President, and she wrote a series of tweets over the weekend, and here we go. First one, yes. I'm going to start from this one, Kaylin. Sorry. "Yes, New York Governor Cuomo sexually harassed me for years. Many saw it and watched. I could never anticipate what to expect. Would I be grilled on my work, which was very good, or harassed about my looks? Or would it be both in the same conversation? This was that way for years. And I promised myself I would never let those guys win. I would work hard my whole life to put myself in positions of power to change things, to end the violence and corruption, give voice to the voiceless. I'm not stopping. I refuse. I'll never give up. It was then I learned how hard it is for women, how hard this world can be for us when we're trying to be taken seriously and help our community, how easily jerks can destroy the lives of women." Boylan says she tried to quit three times, but she was afraid to cross Governor Cuomo.
Well, to me, on cases like this, I gotta wait and see how many other people come forward. If it's in a vacuum, you should take it seriously. But when the pattern, there's always a pattern. I mean, guys are very pattern oriented. They have types, and they just, when it comes to women, if you look at guys, and it's not even all sexuality, but it's a pattern. Like anybody who knows a guy, once you see that guy sort of in action, then you'll see somebody and you go, "Oh, that's his type. Oh, yeah, he likes her.
He's known for that.
That's his thing. That's what that guy." Look no further than John Derek. You guys can look up all his ex-wives, but they just look like a younger version of the last one. You know, the right they're always went from Linda Evans to Bo Derek, you know. So there's patterns, and they're not really vacuums. Like, if you're going to be around and you're going to be single and that's your MO, then you're going to do it. And I think she said others will come forward as well, or be prepared for others somewhere. I heard it somewhere. But if the others start coming forward, then something to talk about.
And she's running for Manhattan Borough president. So is there a correlation? Is this just a coincidence? What does it matter? I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know if there's some – I don't know if you need – I don't know what that means, Manhattan Borough president.
Yeah, is it an honorary position? I have no idea.
I don't know. It's very sad that it always gets down to this point, but can we see her? It helps inform a male's decision. I'm sorry
to say she's attractive. What does it matter, Adam? A woman is a woman. Yeah, she's really pretty.
It does kind of help inform when you can actually see them. And by the way, it's a two-way street. It goes the other direction as well. All right. Well, we'll keep on this one and see what happens. I know he's like the most. She's a beautiful woman. I don't know his deal. He's a perpetual bachelor. He's been divorced for a long time. He's been single for a long time. What's his?
I don't know anything about him.
What's his?
I don't know.
I know during the whole pandemic thing, and he was sort of America's governor, and they were trying to set him up with Chelsea Handler on The View, and there was all that kind of like the single guy that they were trying to find a love connection and that kind of stuff. But I know he has daughters, or maybe a son and daughters, and so he's been divorced. I guess he's just been divorced and single for a while.
Yeah, that would. How do you know? I'm going to go ahead and guess TMZ, but how do you know they were trying to set him up with Chelsea Handler on The View?
Could have been a TMZ thing.
Probably a TMZ thing. The word spouses, gets around. Carrie Kennedy. Don't know if there's a relation. 1990 to 2005. Domestic partner, Sandra Lee. 2005 to 2019.
Hmm. Carrie Kennedy. I think we had an assistant. Yeah, we had an assistant at the Man Show called Carrie Kennedy, as I recall.
Was she the third daughter of Robert F. Kennedy?
Was she a DJ or a VJ?
No, but I do remember. And I do remember, you might like the kind of shit that would never fly. We had a cute assistant the first season of the Man Show named Candace. And we all loved Candace, and she was great. Although she wasn't a fantastic assistant, but she was good.
It's good for morale.
Good enough. She was very attractive.
Okay.
And she would give answers that attractive people only give. You know what I mean? Like she'd come in on a Monday at like 1:30, you know, and like work started at 9. And I'd be like, Candace, it's 1:30. Where were you? And she'd go, oh, I overslept.
The end. Okay.
I should write a coffee table book of answers that only attractive people give. If you're 4.5, you don't give that kind of answer. Oh,
no, the answer
my
is,
car
I'm
broke
so
down.
Sorry.
I was throwing up, projectile vomiting.
What happened was.
Right. Now, our next assistant was a guy named Ken. And we insisted on calling him Kendis, which, again, would probably not fly in today's PC culture, but Ken was always just Candace because we like Candace.
Poor Ken.
Poor Ken. All right. Did you find it at CNN this morning?
Yeah, I'm looking.
Did they put that online?
Some of the clips they do put online, but I'm looking.
Yeah, it was just first COVID shot, live shot. They were doing like a live shot, I think.
Right. Well, actually, most of the press is that it was actually a nurse, like a woman who got it. So everybody just covering her the first one. So
no love for the bro who's the ER doctor. All right. Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
Well, let's stay with what's appropriate and what isn't. Shawn Mendes, a singer, apologized to Sam Smith, another singer, for misgendering them. So about 18 months ago, Smith came out as non-binary, using pronouns they and them. And Sean made the mistake when he was presenting on Thursday's iHeartRadio Jingle Ball. Afterward, and he said, you know, Sean said, he's a great musician, or I'm a big fan of him. Afterwards, Sean posted on Instagram, "Oh, Sam Smith, I'm so sorry for referring to you as a he during your Jingle Ball introduction. It absolutely slipped my mind. It won't happen again. Sending you much love. Also, you absolutely are one of the funniest people I've ever met." Sam responded by saying, "We're all learning together. Happy holidays, all my love."
This is, how could this not happen continuously, just 24/7? There's no way. Yeah. If we're going to decide that people are they's and z's and whatever it is, no one's going to be able to keep track of fucking all of it. It's gotta happen. Now, Sean did like a preemptive apology strike there.
Yes.
But I don't know. I think we're all a little too up in our heads about this. So Sam Smith is, this is just cause everyone has to stop and do all the mental gymnastics. Mm-hmm. What are they? Are they identifying as something other than a male?
Correct. As non-binary.
Not as a female.
No.
Just not a male.
Correct.
All right. So they are in a third category, or the category's infinity.
Well,
yeah, that's
Adam,
really kind of it.
If anyone should be able to understand this, it's you. Mm. If I'm not mistaken, I would like to take another look-see at your driver's license. I don't know what questions you have. Are you not non-binary on your driver's license?
I was telling someone that over the weekend, and they were like, "Why would you do that?" And I was like, because my son thought it was funny. They're like, "Why would you put an X on your driver's license? Doesn't my driver's license have an X on it? Is that what it had?"
Yeah, I think it was.
It seemed like a good goof at the time. We're at the
So there's MFX. Those are the choices, like male, female, X.
I don't remember. I remember I was at the Monterey. The DMV in California, the DMV in Los Angeles is so fucked up. It's literally rendered unusable. Like, you could have a full-time assistant and you could tell them, "Make me an appointment. I don't care how long you have to stay on hold." And the answer is, it's not doable. I because it's Los Angeles. I don't... Yeah. When did it become the fucking bottom of the barrel for almost everything? Like, why we're in Los Angeles? Why aren't we full of computers and DMVs? Like, why can't I register online? Why can't we do all this shit? Like, why are we dead last in everything in Los Angeles? So, no usable DMV in Los Angeles, but I was going to Monterey, so I made an appointment at the Monterey DMV. And I had my son with me because he was there for the car race. And when I went there to register, and when I was filling out the paperwork, he was standing next to me. I thought it'd be amusing just to check the non-binary box. So I did. Unfortunately, made for a bunch of extra paperwork when I got to the window. But it was a small sacrifice to pay to have a goof on my driver's license. And it could pay dividends next time I get pulled over.
It's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Give you a hate crime, give you a ticket.
That's right. All right, let me hit Sling TV. Tired of huge cable bills? Want to cut the cord but worried about missing your favorite shows? Sling TV, the same cable channels for as little as half the price, plus over 50,000 on-demand shows and movies. Make the smart choice and save by switching to Sling TV. You won't miss a thing. Except the giant cable bill. Sling has millions of subscribers and starts at only $30 a month for 30 top channels. Plus, they offer bundles to get local channels for free, so you can save even more. Make the smart choice and switch to Sling TV. Get the best cable for the best price. It's easy to switch and save. Learn more at sling.com/Adam. That is sling.com/Adam. What else we got, Gina?
Well, I just got a notification coming across the wire right now. And, I'm sure we'll have more information in the coming days that President Trump says Attorney General Bill Barr will step down before Christmas. Trump said he's had a very good relationship with Barr, but the two recently split on Trump's claims the election was rigged and Barr shall be no more.
Hmm.
Too bad.
Yeah. I don't like that guy. He was he was forthcoming. I'll say that about him.
Didn't he physically kind of remind you of Garrison Keillor?
Yeah, well, he always reminded me of that kid from the Christmas Story or whatever that.
Peter Billingsley.
Yeah, yeah, he had that. He had that look. They're occasionally 62-year-old men who just have they look like boys. You know, with all the sort of features of a boy, and he had that Billingsley kind of look.
So, Ken Burns effect.
The Ken Burns effect, right. Yeah. Although Ken Burns looks like when they I don't know why I think of this, but remember in that famous SNL sketch where Eddie Murphy became a white man?
Yes.
I think he had the Ken Burns look in that. But no CNN guy with the star on the shoulder. Huh. Well, maybe I'll find it when I get home. Let's do one more, Gina Grad.
All right. Let's see. Well, all the lists are coming out, and I've tried to limit the amount of lists that I present in the news, but one every day or a couple of days is okay. So Google's most searched terms of 2020 is now out. They do this every year. It offers insight, you know, like you say about commercials, it's a snapshot. Well, this is each year it reports what the questions were, the biggest fears, the big events, and most of them will not surprise you. A few of them you might not understand, and I will help you with those. So let's just go down the list. Coronavirus, election results, Kobe Bryant, Zoom, IPL. Mm. Do you know what IPL is?
No.
IPL is the Indian Premier League in cricket.
Yeah.
A lot of cricket stuff happening, and we were none the wiser. The next one, India versus New Zealand. Assumed it was soccer, rugby. No, I believe this is also referring to cricket. Apparently, that was a hot event around the world, everywhere but here. Then back to coronavirus update, coronavirus symptoms, Joe Biden, and Google Classroom.
All right. First things first. Cricket's not a real sport. How do you know?
It's four-day baseball.
Well, when's the last time you saw a bunch of Indian guys here dominating a sport? You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry if it sounds xenophobic. They're not a super athletic people, you know?
Is engineering a sport?
Ooh, that's a good point.
They're all over that shit.
Yeah, they're all over that shit. Now, and by the way, cricket people, again, if America wanted to dominate at cricket, we would. We're just bored by it. You know what I mean? I feel that's where we're at on the internet. Americans would be way too bored to fucking play cricket. It's basically they bounce the ball. Here's how you know cricket sucks. And I don't like this either, by the way. You know, when SportsCenter does their top 10 plays, it used to all just be miraculous one-handed catches, buzzer beaters, monster dunks, and guys being blown up going across the middle in the NFL. Now we got to spread it out. You know what I mean? We got to be a little even-handed. We get some, like, Swedish hockey. We get some women's soccer. They're trying to diversify a little bit. Seeing a 19-year-old chick from Old Dominion kick a ball into a fucking net, it's not a top 10. I want to see a guy with some hops. I want some daylight under his feet. I want a guy going up. I want a guy in the UFC getting like this spinning crescent heel kick to the temple and knocking him out before his lifeless body even hits the campus. And now they show cricket. And whenever they show the cricket highlight, this is a bad sign for your sport, where the highlight of your sport looks like a move I've made 26 times over the course of my lifetime, drunk playing softball. They got the guy playing behind, you know, they got the catcher. And at some point, the guy, like, taps the ball with the stick, and the ball goes careening off. And the guy kind of lays out and catches it with one hand. But the ball only traveled, like, 4 feet. Like, it's again, if you played in a company softball league, you would see 8 of those plays made on a nightly basis. That's how fucking boring cricket is. That's how much of a non-sport it is.
That's a good point. I never even knew what the phrase sticky wicket meant until someone explained cricket to me. You know that phrase? Yeah. Like, oh, that's a bit of a sticky wicket.
I only knew what it meant colloquially. I had no idea what it meant in the actual game.
Shia
so cricket wicket.
Shia LaBeouf was accused of putting makeup on a sticky wicket.
Oh my god,
that's true. It's why he was
it's
sticky.
A hide and outbreak.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Again, this is Shia. If you're listening, and any celebrity, this is where my condom with the mole built into it comes in. The birthmark in the condom. We put it on the inside, but it's prominent enough to show through. And, you know, when you get to court, the lady goes, well, he had a very distinctive birthmark on his penis. And then you just whip out your honker and go, I don't see anything.
Yeah. Show me where it is.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's one more, Gina.
All right. Well, this is just this is not something I can give you any details on. So don't ask me any questions. In case you're wondering what the Earth is worth, they've crunched the numbers. Earth is worth $5 quadrillion. That is the number 5, followed by 15 zeros. Researchers at the University of California, Santa Cruz, looked at the plate's age, size, temperature, mass, and other stats, and figured out that Earth is the most valuable planet in the solar system, at least, you know, the way we grade them. Just to compare, researchers figured out that Mars is worth about 16 grand, Venus worth one penny.
What?
Yeah.
Well,
going at a bargain price.
Listen, I know it's all for our amusement and everything, but there's a slippery slope situation going here when we're putting price tags on Earth, because now Bezos is going to get together a group of investors and actually buy the fucking planet. He's going to get a consortium together. Magic Johnson will be on that. Be about 8 heavy hitters, and they're just literally going to buy Earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Gates Foundation. Yeah.
Right. And then you're going to go want to walk your dog, and they're going to charge you a toll for going down the street. And you're going to want to hug your child, and they're going to want another 15 pence. And then you're going to make sweet love to your wife, and Bezos is going to be standing there with a meter from an old taxi cab, and there's not a damn thing you can do about it.
Slippery slope guy's
slippery
back.
Slope
well
guy.
Done.
Yeah, maybe we'll try one of those tomorrow, Max Pat. All right, let's bring it home, Gina Grad.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
Gina Grad. That was the news with Gina Grad.
And last but not least, Geico. Do you own, do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? You work hard. How about you save a bunch of money when you bundle those policies? Go to geico.com. Make it easy to bundle the homeowners and renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too. Because you got so much to do already. Go to Geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save. It's Geico easy at Geico.com, and do that today. All right, Dennis Prager is up next, and we also talk to the owner of a restaurant out in Burbank who's actually defying the patio close down orders. And it turns out it's a friend of mine from high school who graduated my same class. So that's a interesting little coinkydink. All right, so we'll take a break. We'll be right back with Dennis Prager right after this.
Hey, movie lovers. Who needs a theater when you have Pluto TV? Grab your popcorn and your streaming device because free movies are here. Pluto TV is your home for movies. Great movies are playing anytime in over 20 exclusive movie channels of action, horror, rom-coms, and more. Watch hits like Saving Private Ryan, Pretty in Pink, and Charlie's Angels all for free. No signups, no fees, no contracts. Ever. Download the free Pluto TV app on any device.